Yeah.
That thing run with us.
Really kept going out of fluid or something or what?
Well, hell, I bought it down on the roads at the shopping center, you know, down on the highway, you know, going out of town.
Mm-hmm.
It was 85 or 90 cents. Come on home that night, I didn't use none of that ink because I had my coat pocket and I just used my others and matches. That night, said that day, I got it out and struck my left cigarette two or three times. And I noticed about the third time, it sort of flat up and went out.
Mm-hmm.
Shit, that damn thing didn't last three times the next morning.
Wow, really?
I'm gonna take some of this back down there tomorrow.
That thing's pretty good.
But you know what they got, you know what they finally got them crickets and all them things up for? We paid 75, 65 cents for.
How much?
From $1.49 to $1.99.
Really?
You damn right. Right here in this damn town,
mm-hmm.
Everybody was buying, you know, keeping buying matches. Lots of folks, too, think they got to have that's the this, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, that's a fun store we're all doing. That son of a gun charged me 21 cents for 10 little boxes.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of boys the next door up there buying for 16.
What store is
that? That's a little gun up highway.
Hmm.
Yeah, boy charged me 21 cents. And Prince Albert 38 cents. And go right up at the next store and get 35 cents and 16.
Hmm.
So I said to myself, well, go. Of course, I bought some gas. But I said, well, go. What the hell do I want to give him? Again, as a rule, I buy two boxes.
Mm-hmm.
I said, what the hell, I'm going to give him that difference and then buy two for 70 cents.
Yeah.
And then buy that for 16 instead of 21.
Mm-hmm.
Shit, I just said, well, I'm fooling myself. Fucking shit, I got to make my money go as far as I can because the old man don't take any money.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Paying out everything he's ever had, I can tell you that.
Yeah.
That load of seed will cost me about $87, I think. Oh my God. Well, we better start up because soon I have to be with you about 12 and I got to go.
Okay. So yesterday we were talking about grass.
What
was that, volunteer grass?
Yeah, we were talking about volunteer grass and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
That's about the last, yeah. In other words, the volunteer grass means that the stuff was harvested, which we've had it. I've had it in oats,
mm-hmm.
wheat, rye, did it pile up, accumulate, and sometimes get off in a little old place and just let it alone, didn't need it, then got wet.
Mm-hmm.
After a while, a certain time of year when that stuff was nature part, that stuff would pop up great good.
Yeah, a certain crop.
Why, yeah.
What is it you used to call like a cutting of clover or grass?
Say what?
Like a second cutting?
Yeah.
Of clover, is there a name for that grass? You have to cut it once, and then...
No, it's the same identical thing. It just comes out, you see.
Mm-hmm.
Sprouts out.
Yeah.
Make the second cutting.
Mm-hmm.
Just like, for instance, Bermuda grass. Seed about a year and fertilize that stuff. You can cut three cuttings off of it.
Really?
Have the rain on it, and yeah, you can cut as high as three cuttings off the coast of Bermuda.
Mm-hmm.
And just bunch out. I would have a second cut and I had the first.